today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Howard County's Guilford Road sidewalk project is now underway. The sidewalk is being installed along the south side of the roadway between Staten Drive and the Leola Dorsey Community Resource Center in Jessup. Signs are posted in the project area to alert pedestrians and motorists of the work, which is taking place on weekdays from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. The mother of murdered Harford County woman Rachel Warren is criticizing Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen for his trip to El Salvador. Patty Warren says her daughter was brutally killed by an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, and she questions why the senator is trying to secure the release of a man who was in the U.S. illegally and deported. The White House says Kilomar Abrego Garcia was a member of MS-13, but his family supporters say he was not a gang member and had a withholding of removal protection order. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to RapidRadios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
By now, you know the Birds won last night. By now, you know they go for their first series win tonight. What you may not know is the injury status of what is a long list of pitchers for the Birds. GM Mike Elias starts us off with Zach Eflin.
He's going to start playing catch in a few days. I'm hopeful at this point that his stay on the IL will be measured more in weeks than months.
And then continues on to Grayson Rodriguez.
We still have a lot ahead of us in terms of bullpens, build up, live BP, ultimately rehab assignment, and I'm not ready to assign a timetable to his recovery yet.
Well, that's not good. Next up, Albert Suarez.
This is something that's going to take a while to heal. Not at the point yet of assigning a return ballpark date for him yet.
Still not good. How about Kittredge?
The rehab, he's throwing bullpens. All said, there is a possibility that he puts himself in a position to be activated before the end of May.
Wow, end of May? Now to Bradish.
Knock on wood, this is kind of flying along in terms of what you'd hope for from a Tommy John surgery. We'd be thinking about any sooner than kind of the later half of the summer.
Oh, my. And finally, Tyler Wells.
He has not started his mound progression yet, but that's going to come within the next 2 weeks. Also somebody that we expect back well before the end of the season.
And that is the depleted Orioles pitching staff in a nutshell. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps close out the regular season tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Fine stretch of weather to get outside with the sunshine and the warming temperatures. They'll continue to warm up through Saturday. 65 this afternoon, 76 tomorrow, and Saturday, 85. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 51 degrees in Bel Air, 53 in Hillthorpe, and 52 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's almost afternoon, really. And don't forget, you got Rob Carson coming up next. He has a great show planned for you. If you're wondering what we spoke about thus far, then you weren't here, and you weren't with us. So I have to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Okay? We had Delegate Mark Fisher on the phone around 10 o'clock. We were talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. We were also talking about the taxes and the fees coming out of Annapolis. It was his session wrap-up. I'm going to try my best to get every Republican on that is in the Maryland General Assembly to get their session wrap-up as well. And that is because I do believe, like I said, that they fought very hard this past session. And number one, I want to congratulate them on that. But number two, you know, we talked to Delegate Mark Fisher, and we were talking about the possibility of a special session this fall. He mentioned that he believed it was because of the taxes and fees being added to the tech industry, Quantum, right? And he believed that those taxes and fees are not going to generate as much revenue for the state as Democrats believe. And because of that, the budget itself isn't actually balanced, right? And that's kind of what they did. Even when it comes to the blueprint, you know, they threw all these taxes and fees up in the air and they said, all right, well, $5 a tire, we'll add this, we'll add that. And they're hoping, they're praying, I guess their fingers are crossed, that they'll still have as many people as previously in the state purchasing tires. And they're hoping that some of these IT companies will be just fine with whatever tax they end up receiving. Now, again, it's the comptroller that has to decide who she will tax, because it's Brooke Learman, who she will tax in the IT industry and for what and for how much. So we still don't have that answer clear. And I think when it, you know, when you have Brooke Learman that's going to do this, and I don't, you know what? We haven't talked much about Brooke Learman. We haven't. But I don't think that she's a bad person. I would say that she's somewhat progressive. I remember when she first threw her hat in the ring to run for comptroller, she said that she, it was very, very bizarre. She wanted to make her office all inclusive. And I'm like, you're the comptroller. Like, why are you playing this woke stuff? Go to work. Get it done, go home, right? You know, like, we don't even need to hear from you. Well, anyways, you know, when she made those comments, I thought, all right, maybe she's just trying to win her election, and so she's going to, you know, spout these DNC talking points. But I honestly, I don't think that she's a bad person. I don't think she's intentionally trying to hurt anyone in the state. The state delegates and senators, they put her in this position now, and the governor, of course, to have to decide and pick the winners or the losers in the IT industry. It's sad because she's going to get blamed for it. Right? She's going to get blamed for it. But it's something that they really just handed off to her. And we'll see that roll out as well. But I don't think they're going to make as much money as they were hoping. All right, we're going to get to, again, the question of the day today. This is a big topic. The big topic brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? Should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? And that is right now. You know what? Let me refresh this one more time. One more time. I want to make sure I'm very accurate here. All right. So 97% of you say yes. Only 3% say no. I want to get your take on this. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Real quick here. A little bit of a breakdown. President Trump has pulled $2 billion. I guess it's $2.2 billion. And federal grants that were already going to Harvard, and that was due to anti-Semitism. Now, Brett Baer was on Fox News yesterday, and he did a little synopsis here. Take a listen.
The Trump Justice Department and the administration has asked the Internal Revenue Service to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. This comes after President Trump suggested that move on Truth Social earlier in this week, that Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status. The move could cost the Ivy League institution billions of dollars. The Trump administration has already halted more than $2 billion in federal grants to the university over what the White House says was a failure to address anti-Semitism on campus.
All right. So that's the big question. Should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? They have not reined in all the anti-Semitism, and Trump feels as though that is a problem. Also, this came out of DHS at 10:18, yes, this morning. It says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem sent Harvard a scathing letter demanding detailed records on Harvard's foreign students visa holders, illegal and violent activities by April 30th, or face immediate loss of Student Exchange Visitor Program, that's SEVP, certification. Kristi Noem's agency sent this news release out again at 10:18 this morning. And, of course, they made references to anti-Semitism, but they did not give the specific details on what would classify under that. So not only did they pull the federal funding grants, President Trump wants to see their tax-exemption status pulled. And now Secretary Kristi Noem is saying that, you know, if they can't get their act together, they might face immediate loss of the Student Exchange Visitor Program. Now, that's a lot, for sure, but we also remember after the attack in Israel on October 7th, there were Jewish students on many of these campuses that were very afraid to go to class. They were very afraid to go to their dorm rooms, and you had people that were on those campuses protesting that didn't even go to those schools, and it became clear to many people that there were a lot of paid protesters. And they were really stroking the flames with some of these protests. So going to the phone lines here, William and Carney. William, do you think Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status?
Yes, I do, Kim. And the reason why is Harvard, if you study the history of Harvard, look at all the money these people, politicians, the presidents and everything else went to Harvard and Oxford and all that. So why couldn't they support their own college and their university instead of taking taxpayers' money? But that was the easy way to filter the money out of the people and get themselves rich for the rich little bratty kids that don't have no common sense and they're all spoiled. That's my attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, well, William, I agree that they should not receive any grants from the federal level. I guess I just look at it and I would say that it most likely would be very difficult for the school to get in any donations if those donors can't write them off.
Well, they got a business school. They can create a job around their communities or something like that to get money coming in and create jobs within.
Okay, so you think they should go that route?
All right, and then Look at it this way. Study the history of Harvard and Oxford, how they connect together from England. Then you'll follow the trail through the history of time.
Okay. All right, then well, I will do that.
Then you'll see the presidents and secretaries of war and all this in there.
Okay, sounds good. I'll do that. Thank you, William. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great Easter.
I will. Thank you. Same to you, Kim.
Thank you. I also have a text here from Tim. Tim says, put it this way, if the University of Texas, University of Alabama, pick a school, refuse to stop KKK or other hate groups from holding rallies on campus, Obama would pull their funding. Every person would agree and cheer his actions. That's true, too, Tim. That's true, too. I'm fine with pulling the funding. I guess I just kind of like, you know, do you pull the tax-exempt status? Now, of course, you have President Obama. Speaking of Obama, Tim, President Obama, you know, with all that's going on, this is what he's been posting on social media about, was Harvard losing, you know, the $2.2 billion and possibly the tax-exempt status. Now, remind you real quick, President Barack Obama, you had former President Bill Clinton, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, you have all these people that show up to Harvard to do these speaking gigs, right? Now, do you know the going rate for President Obama to show up and speak at your event these days? $400,000. $400,000 could get you Barack Obama on your stage to speak. Now, first of all, that is absolutely ridiculous. $400,000. But we've seen even more go to former President Bill Clinton. If you recall, there was, where was he? Was he in Boston, I think? They paid him like $5 million to come up there and speak. And I'm like, who the heck is buying that? Who's buying those kind of tickets? You know, or is it that, you know, they got special interest groups that are doing all this stuff and helping to pay for it? I don't know. But yes, they should lose their federal grants for sure. Obama's coming out and talking about this because he doesn't want to lose his speaker fee. But I do think that pulling the tax-exempt status could hurt some of the students. And I don't mean those that are taking part in all this anti-Semitism. I mean those that go to do great things in our society that benefit the society. I did make a short list of some Republicans that went to Harvard. Senator Tom Cotton, did you know he went to Harvard, Brian the producer? He went to Harvard. Senator Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is actually really, did I tell the story how fun he is? He likes to drink, that guy. He's a lot of fun. He is. He'll, you know, he's one of those people, and you guys know who I'm talking about. He's one of those people where he could walk into a crowded bar and just walking in and say, you know, he can walk in and just say, hey, everybody. Like, it's like, you know, he's walking into like that bar. Remember Cheers? And even though he doesn't know anybody there, because I saw him even when he was in Georgia, and he would walk into a restaurant or walk into a bar and, you know, he would just light up the room. Like, talk about having charisma. He's one of those people. After a few beers, of course. But Ted Cruz, I like Senator Ted Cruz. Now, some that I don't love, Senator Mitt Romney, he went to Harvard. Not a huge fan. Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw gets a lot of heat down there in Texas. You know, Dan sometimes does side with the establishments and the special interest groups. So I understand why he gets heat. Governor Ron DeSantis went to Harvard. Did you know that, Brian the producer? He went to Harvard. And then also one of my favorites, a young woman who I think is going to really be a star here. She's still very young. And that is Representative Elise Stefanik. She went to Harvard. And I recall when she had the president of Harvard in front of her during that committee hearing. And they were asking that president about the anti-Semitism on campus. And remember that the president, you know what? I remember her last name was Gay, President Gay. She kept telling the members of Congress that most people were peacefully protesting. It didn't get out of control. And then when Elise began asking questions to the president, you know, about some of the attacks, about some of the things that the Jewish students were facing, then the president had to cop to it and say, oh, well, you know. And remember, she didn't want to really answer certain questions. Well, anyways, Elise Stefanik is a Harvard grad, and I think if you pull their tax exemption status, you know, we're not going to have many Elise Stefaniks coming out of Harvard. And now many people will say, Kim, I don't care. And I know you don't care, but that's why I'm just giving you my take on this. Yes, pull the federal funding, but don't pull the tax exemption status. But good, I'm in the minority here. A lot of you don't care what I think, because online with the poll question, 96% of you say, yes, please pull it. And 4% of you say, no. Now, I clicked as well. So I'm one of those 4%. But it's overwhelming at this point that I'm wrong. I'm wrong. It happens. It does happen. And I go to the text line here. I got some people that want to weigh in. It looks like even on other topics. John and Glenarm.
Hey, Kim, I can stay on this topic for just a sec.
Okay.
You know, the left has co-opted the religion of science. And they say science this, don't disagree with the science that. And the National Science Foundation is the giant grant writer that all of these universities, submit their grant proposals to. So what really needs to happen is DOGE needs to go in and give the National Science Foundation a gigantic haircut.
Yeah.
That will bring back, the funding into something that's meaningful for things that really matter.
Yeah.
Also, Harvard's humongous overhead rates that they layer on top of these grants, for every university, that should be zero. They either have the capacity to do the research and to support their professors, they don't. The taxpayers aren't paying for it.
So yeah.
That would be the big ones. But anyhow, on the what I called about earlier was I've got Brooke Learman a new nickname, and it's spelled M-O-O-R for more. More bad news, Brooke. And and every time she issues anything, it's more bad news.
Yeah, and, no, that's good. That's good.
So,
yeah.
So sure enough, she's gonna, you know, she's out there, and she's telling us that, you know, what we need to spend money on and so forth. But has she ever issued a report of what are the total costs of Maryland? The schools, the taxpayers, rather, for the schools and the public service supports for the number of migrants in this state, legal or otherwise.
I would love to see that number. Yeah.
Yeah, let's ask for it. I mean, what? How much of the $67 billion that the state is funneling, you know, away from the taxpayers and supporting, you know, these folks that are competing with our low and no skilled high school graduates coming out of our public school system, that our low and no school high school graduates are competing directly with these migrant folks that we're supporting with our tax dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a shame. And I think you're right. I think she should produce that number. John, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter, Kim.
Thank you. We'll discuss where we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio, Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for being with us. Who is contraindicated from over-the-counter hearing aids, and how would you know?
That's a really good question. There's actually a list online that you can find of patients who are contraindicated or qualifications that mean that you're really not best for an over-the-counter device. And a prescription hearing aid, which is what we sell in our offices and dispense, that is a better candidate fit for you because you have more of the medical treatment of that. So one thing we look for is you don't want to have ringing in both ears. Mm-hmm. Ringing in both ears is okay. If you have it in one ear, it's not okay. Also, you can't have any medical significance, so no surgeries, no real problems with diabetes or heart complications, history of stroke. Those are pretty much contraindicated. And then it goes into some other diseases if you've had a surgery of the ear. If your hearing loss is over a mild to moderate category through the speech range, you're contraindicated. There are certain tests we do for speech and noise and struggling, and if you get over a certain score there, it's kind of contraindicated. And then as a consumer, I'm always thinking, well, how would you know? Right? Because you're just like, my dad needs a hearing aid. I'll go buy it on Amazon or buy it on Best Buy. And then the other kicker is that you really want to have a smartphone because that's really what's capable of programming this. And you want to be able to put in your ear properly and have less instruction to do that. So who's contraindicated? If you fit in any of the things I just discussed, I mean, it's really you're contraindicated from an over-the-counter. And the only way to truly know is to come in. So we can remove the wax. We can make sure it's not an infection. We can make sure that the ear is healthy, make sure it's not a significant problem and none of those boxes are checked. And then we can definitely talk about some over-the-counter devices that are appropriate for you and some that are better than others.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates, online, aaiaudiology.com. Call them, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, go see Audiology Associates.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
In my world, he would be sentenced to stoning to death because he used a big rock to kill her. Fine. Just go ahead and stone him to death.
I understand that. I do.
Yeah,
but
I know that.
But we know that would never.
Vengeance and not justice, but I'll tell you, I think there's a role for that.
And murder is brutal. Is the worst of the worst.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Happy Thursday. We're talking about Harvard. Yes, Harvard. And that is because President Trump did say that he is interested in pulling Harvard's tax-exempt status. He has already pulled $2.2 billion in federal grants, which, you know, he should have. And I think if any of these universities are receiving federal grants, they should all be pulled. But the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com, is very, very simple. And again, that is, should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? 97% of you say yes. 3% now say no. I've got Brian in Dundalk. Brian, did you want to weigh in on the tax increase in Maryland?
I agree with the poll that they should not be tax exempt, but all the fees and increases tire taxes and all. My pickup truck registration almost doubled for this year. And I just wanted to make a comment that if you look around the roadways and pay attention to the tags, there's an awful lot of Virginia residents that are now living in Maryland. So, you know, people are fleeing and registering their vehicles in other states.
Yep.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the states are losing money right there. I drive all day for my employment, and the amount of Virginia tags is just amazing that's out there.
Right, so, right. Yeah, I used to look at Virginia tags, Brian, and I knew who to avoid because they were terrible drivers from Virginia. But now, but now, like you said, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Maryland residents finding a loophole on how to register their vehicle in Virginia.
Yep.
They don't have to carry as much insurance, and the registration fees are not as high. So.
Yeah, yeah.
They're figuring it out.
Yep, which is what many people will do. Brian, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great weekend.
Good day.
You too. And Brian's correct on that. I also have a text here from Elias. He says, I had a tire blowout on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I bought a new tire in a small town. He says, it is amazing how cheap tires are in Pennsylvania. And, you know, that's what I think is going to happen with this $5 tax on tires. You know, for me, my office, you know, is right in Timonium. It's nothing to go over the Pennsylvania line. And so if I wanted to just get new tires, I would just hop on 83 and go get new tires. And like you said, Elias, they're cheaper in Pennsylvania anyway. So why would you pay more here? All right, coming up next, I got some callers that want to weigh in. Also, we'll continue this conversation, and there's some breaking news also when it comes to the president of BGE. We'll get into that as well. If you want to weigh in, it's 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. And we've got so much more to talk about. Of course, I got another text here. It says Elise Stefanik is fabulous. Yes, I believe so as well. She's definitely a rising star. She's on my list. She really is. A lot more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is slamming the Federal Reserve chairman and hinting at possibly firing Jerome Powell. In a message online, the president criticizes the Fed for not lowering interest rates and says Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. Democrat U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland returns from El Salvador empty-handed. He had hoped to meet with and ultimately win the release of an imprisoned Salvadoran national who was recently deported from the U.S. A D.C. federal judge says he has found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for failing to turn around planes carrying deportees to a Salvadoran prison. And watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have now turned mixed. The Dow is still down. It's off 459 points, but the S&P is 21 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Jackson Holliday's second-inning grand slam was the catalyst last night to a much-needed 9-1 win over the Guardians. Dean Kramer took advantage of the largesse, going 5 1/3 for the win, Four hits, one run. Here's what the manager saw.
Kramer really competed. A lot of foul ball wars. He stayed in the at-bats really well. Kept throwing strikes. He only walked one.
Birds now 7-10, looking for their first series win tonight, with Tomo Sugano taking the hill at 6:35. Meanwhile, the Caps close out their regular season tonight in Pittsburgh, having already clinched the top spot in the Eastern Conference. They need to get that mojo back, though, after losing 7 of their last 11. They'll face the Canadiens this weekend in round 1 of the NHL playoffs. And finally, a federal hacking case alleging that former Ravens and University of Michigan coach Matt Weiss gained access to thousands of intimate photos of college students might include former Towson University athletes as victims. The students' attorneys filed the paperwork for a number of former athletes who believe Weiss might have illegally accessed their personal information during or after their time at Towson. At least 5 federal lawsuits have been filed nationwide in connection with the allegations. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta on Mark Andrews. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Whatever you need to get done today through the holiday weekend, you're in luck. There's no rain in sight at this point through Sunday. A little more heat and humidity over the next couple of days. A gorgeous spring day today. A mild afternoon, 65. Tomorrow's even warmer, 76. Saturday, it's almost like a little bit of summertime. 85 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing, must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Need to hire high-quality candidates fast? Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about Harvard. Yes, some of these Ivy League schools, did you know they're receiving a ton of money in federal grants? I didn't sign up to pay for that. Man, I dropped out of college. Last thing I want to do is pay for somebody else's schooling. That's the last thing I want to do. Oh, man. I know I always bring up that conversation as the student loan debt forgiveness. Our student debt loan. Wait, what is it? See, I did drop out of college. What? The debt for student loans for individuals, and they wanted Joe Biden to pay for their debt. And I know he ran on it, but it was always unconstitutional. always. You could not do such a thing. But Joe Biden decided to do it anyway. And yet, you had some people that were cheering it on. And I will remind you that many of those people are the same people that are constantly talking about the stock market. And now, all of a sudden, they're the economists that call the show, and they think that they know so much about money. Yet, they cannot even pay their student loans. And we know this because they've called the show in the past and said, I wish that the government would do that for me. So it's like, either you are good with money or you're not. I don't know. I don't know. I'm leaning towards not. All right. But we were talking about Harvard because President Trump has mentioned not only is he taking away the $2.2 billion in grant funding, he's also considering pulling Harvard's tax exemption status. And so you guys are, you know, on the other side of me on this one. And it's okay. I can be persuaded. I can. I guess I look at Harvard and I say, you know what? I don't want to pay for it as far as out of my tax dollars. But if they have donors, if they have alumni that want to, you know, donate to the school, that's fine. Right now, 96% of you say yes, pull the exempt status. And 4% of you say no. If you want to partake in the poll, it's at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Got some phone calls here. Andy in Joppa. Andy, what say you?
Yeah, so good morning, Kim. I'm for removing the tax exemption for Harvard. And my basic logic on that is not just with Harvard, but any university needs to be abiding by the rules set forth in your tax-exempt status. And the other national laws, whether it's Title IX for protecting women in sports, the idea here that we're going to hurt students by removing that, I don't see that because there's so many other colleges in the country that are doing very good. There are colleges that don't accept federal funding that are putting out exceptional young leaders today. My niece is one of them from Northwestern Pennsylvania. She went to Geneva College down there. They don't take a dime. She's smart as a whip, and she's in play. So I see the students that are at Harvard. I feel for them if they lose the tax-exempt status, but they're no different than the rest of us. They can move to another college that will actually support them and protect them. So if you're living in fear at a college, there's no reason to do that. Vote and pay with your feet. You don't have to pay the fees. The government should be looking at all of the colleges, making sure they're abiding by their tax-exempt status rules. And if you don't abide by it, okay. And if they have to go back to their donors and say, hey, we screwed up, we don't have tax exempt, can you still please donate? That's on the school. That's not on the rest of us. So the government, I think, would be right in this case because they brought in Hamas supporters and enemies of the state is what they have done. They brought in actual enemies of the state to that college campus, which is totally against our ways in the United States.
Yeah. Well, great points there, Andy. I appreciate that. And congratulations to your niece. I'm sorry?
Did I sway you?
Did you sway me? I'm like, I understand what you're saying. I do. And it's, you know, they would have to then, you said, describe it or explain it to their donor and say, yeah, we screwed up and that's why we lost our exemption status. I understand that.
And there's nothing saying they couldn't come back and reapply for it once they got their house in order.
That's true. I'll take that there. There you go. Thank you, Andy. Have you have a great weekend.
Right, thanks, Kim. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, no, I get it. And yeah, that's another point there. They can reapply once they've shown that they no longer have those aggressive agitators on campus making life hell for everybody else. I've got Mike in Columbia. Mike, did you want to weigh in on identifying as a man or a woman?
Yes.
All right.
I just had a question for you. If you go out of state or out of the country, you need a passport, visa, whatever.
Yep.
Now, you have to show a birth certificate. How do these trans, how does a man that became a woman, does he have to get a new birth certificate, new driver's license, and all that?
So that's interesting you brought that up, Mike, because there were some even in some of these blue states, they were trying to introduce legislation where people could go back and actually change their birth certificates. Right now, it's the way that you're pointing out here, where they have to produce a license or a certificate that has their original gender, but you know, which is correct. But this is what they're trying to do. That's the next step here. They want people to be able to go back and change it.
Yeah, I had to go to Washington, D.C. to get my wife's original birth certificate to get a passport. And I was just wondering, what do people do to switch sides? Do they just walk up and say, well, I'm a woman now, but my birth certificate says I'm a man, so I'm all good?
Yeah, I guess they have to explain it right now, yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I was just curious about that. It boggles the mind. It really does.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, there's no logic or common sense involved. So, like, we're here doing mental gymnastics because it's, you know, it actually does not make sense. it's impossible. Well, Mike, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great weekend.
You have a good Easter, too. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. That's usually what happens is we're here, like, you know, bending ourselves into pretzels, trying to make sense of it all. You know what's funny? I had a conversation with a friend yesterday, and I put out this post because I said, you know, right now the Democrats, right, the DNC is hoping that AOC is going to be this rising star. This is their pick for right now for president. And I posted on X because I was like, wait a minute. Do Democrats really believe AOC could take J.D. Vance on in a debate? Like, do they really believe that? And I said in my post, I'm like, if so, then they're crazier than I imagined. There's no way. J.D. Vance would wipe the floor with AOC. J.D. Vance would wipe the floor with Bernie Sanders. And so it's bizarre right now that these are the front runners. Now, if I'm AOC, and she's probably thinking, well, I'm not really going to be the president, but she's building her coffers, right? I don't know if you guys saw, last quarter alone, AOC raised over $9 million. And so for AOC, this is just, you know, a fundraising exercise. But there are people out there that believe that she could actually challenge who the Democrat would be in 2028. I'm thinking, no way. There's no way. And so when I was talking to my friend yesterday, we were talking about Kamala Harris. And I said, you know, that whole situation was bizarre, too. And there are some Democrats that believe she didn't win because she didn't have enough time to put a campaign together. And I said, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. If you're the VP, how much do you have to put together, right? You've been obviously in the public eye this whole time at the number two spot for 4 years. I mean, how much more do you have to put together? The name ID, the recognition, everything's there, right? The money is being raised. It's all there. I think what really hurt her is the fact that, you know, she would go up, whether she's at a podium, at a fundraiser, or just at a rally, and she would say these things like, you know, oh, we've been unburdened from what has been. Like, she would try to give these quotes to try to make herself sound smart, where it was kind of like, wait, what did she just say? And then sometimes it came out as word salad, because you could tell she tried to memorize a quote. And then she got up on stage and she, you know, said it, but then it came out, you know, sometimes backwards, which can happen. Happens to me all the time. It can happen. But, you know, she was trying to pretend as if she was this philosophical woman, and it just didn't work. And if you think AOC is going to be able to challenge J.D. Vance in a debate, that's never going to happen. That is never going to happen. All right, go back to the phone lines here. I got Tony in Baltimore. Tony, wanted to weigh in on Westmore and raising taxes?
Yes. I read an article today, right, where it is 2.5% business-to-business tax that he's in this. What's he going to do if McCormick threatened to leave the state?
Yeah, he said that he was not going to do a broad, and that's why he was using this vague language there, Tony. He said he wasn't going to do a broad business-to-business tax, and I guess he was excusing some of those big businesses like McCormick so they would stay in town.
But they've already threatened to take it out. That would be over 500 jobs and another Fortune 500 company out of this state.
Yeah. Well, yes. They can't afford to lose any of those people. Tony, great point. I hope you have a great weekend. And I think McCormick already, they got the carve out, right? So this is another piece of this, along with Brooke Learman. You know, the Maryland General Assembly and Governor Moore, they have already chosen the winners and the losers. This is what I really hated about COVID, right? They were choosing who was an essential worker and who wasn't an essential worker. And unfortunately, you had many businesses shutter for good because they weren't on the winners list. And I think that's what's going to happen with this business-to-business tax. They're choosing the winners and the losers, just like the IT tax. They're going to choose the winners and the losers. And I just hope that many people remember this when it's time to vote. Because many people, they were put on the losers list even during COVID. And I saw that many people still voted Democrat. And it's like, wait a minute, they try to destroy your livelihood while having, huge corporations like Walmart and Target and all these others that they were still operable, yet you were losing everything you ever worked for. But they still voted Democrat. Very bizarre. Very bizarre. I got Leonard in Silver Spring. Leonard, we're talking about the tax exempt status at Harvard. What say you?
I oppose messing with Harvard's tax status, and I just find it fascinating how hypocritical a lot of your listeners are, because I know for a fact that they will be complaining. They were up in arms complaining about Obama IRS going after conservative organizations. This is the exact same thing, people. You cannot have the executive branch going after nonprofits and other organizations just because they politically disagree with them. Come on, people, put your thinking caps on and realize when there is an equivalent, and realize when there is a threat to your not only the organizations themselves, but your position in the country as well. They can do it to them. They can do it to you. So yeah. I'm just saying, people need to open up their eyes and take off their political ideologue hats and realize what's in front of them.
Very interesting, Leonard. I guess we're on the same side on this one.
We're on the same side, girl. You know, yeah. I love you. We may disagree, but you're not completely crazy. There's still help for you, girl.
Oh my gosh! But I do remember what you were talking about. That was Lois Lerner, and I was
yeah,
really
exactly.
into that because it was awful, and I just remember
just because your guy is in office doesn't make it right. I mean, come on, people. Our country is founded on certain principles, and this thing with the guy in El Salvador. Listen, if he's an MS-13, he's not a great guy. I don't care if he's not a great guy. The fact of the matter is, we have due process in this country, and the executive branch is responsible for actions. The judicial branch is the referee, and there's Congress as well. Each of them has their role, and each role needs to be respected. We cannot have the executive branch ignore judicial orders, and this is what they're doing. And you've got to push back, because if you allow that stuff to happen here, it can be done somewhere else. So people need to realize, forget the rhetoric, and realize what the larger issue is. And the larger issue is Trump, in this particular case, it's a direct assault on our system of government and the way we do, and our Constitution assembled it. That's the issue. It's not the guy. It's not that he's MS-13 or may not be MS-13. The other issue is the assault on our constitutional way of life.
Well, Leonard,
that's the thing.
It's Holy Week, so I will go ahead and be fine with our 1 out of 2 as far as agreement. And
all
I'll
right,
let
girl,
it go.
I'm gonna bring you back to the light. One day you'll be on my side, girl.
Leonard, you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for
you
calling
too.
In.
You too.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of how I feel about this with the tax exempt status. That's what I'm saying. Pull the grant funding for sure. Pull that. Taxpayers should not be on the hook for these Ivy League schools or any school in that matter, especially some of the people they have coming in and speaking and, some of the curriculum that they have and, indoctrinating some of these students. Trust me, I don't want to pay for that. But when it comes to the tax exempt status, I guess, look at me. I'm on the other side of this. I'm on the other side. We'll continue as we get back.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-969-7766. That's 800-969-7766.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cup Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I often run into people who say that science contradicts the Bible or that the objectivity of science cannot coexist with what scriptures teach. But there have been Christian scientists in other fields who are strong believers in God's word. Maybe you've heard of some of them. Isaac Newton, who discovered the law of gravity as well as his work in calculus and dynamics. Or Louis Pasteur with the science of bacteriology and his discovery of fermentation control. Then there was Blaise Pascal, who worked in the field of hydrostatics and developed the barometer, Louis Agassiz in glacial geology, and Johann Kepler in astronomy. Then there was Michael Faraday, who developed the electric generator, and Lord Kelvin with thermodynamics and energetics. Samuel Morse invented the telegraph. And how about this one? James Simpson, who discovered chloroform for use in surgery, got his idea from reading how God put Adam to sleep before taking a rib from him to form Eve. Imagine that, the Bible as an inspiration for science. After all, God was here first. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson, alleged MS-13 gang member and dad. Abrego Garcia's wife pleads for her husband's return, and she didn't even mention the restraining order she placed against him for domestic violence.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I had a texter that helped me out here because we had a caller ask about whether or not people can change whether their gender on their birth certificate, male or female. And a texter reminded me that that was Senator Lamb that sponsored that bill. And there were many people that were, you know, there in the Senate Finance Committee that said, look, I can't support something like this. So, again, those are both Republicans and Democrats, Democrats as well, that said absolutely not. A texter here, Nick, says, if I can change my sex to female on my driver's license, can I apply for a minority contract? Nick, at this point, I say go for it, right? What's the worst that could happen? You would just have to get a new one. I got Jeff in Glen Arm. Jeff, how do you feel about the Texas up status for Harvard?
Well, good morning. Good to talk to you. I've been kind of listening in the background. I'm feeding a sick dog, so I may be a little off. But they have a $53 billion endowment, so Harvard can pay their own bills quite easily, and they can finance kids who may have be middle class or whatever that are under that don't have the money that most people that go to Harvard have. And then with respect to your last caller, I think Lois Lerner reported to a guy named Merrick Garland kind of anonymously in the pecking order there. That was a horrible thing, but I don't think it's comparable to what's going on over with the person that's been deported to the prison. At the very least, it's a deterrent for other people to come to this country illegally, which I think it's one thing Donald Trump is doing a good job of, is keeping the border safe.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right, Lois Lerner, that situation, you can't compare it. I remember, you know what? I think that was when I was really paying attention to what was going on the political scene. That was back in, 2005 or so. Yeah, you're right. That was huge. That was huge. Let me ask you this while you're on the phone, Jeff. I know you have a sick dog to attend to. But, you know, when it comes to pulling I think it's Christy Noem. She said that she was considering pulling the visas for some of these students from some of these Ivy League schools. What do you think about that one?
Well, I think it's kind of case by case. The big problem with Harvard and other Ivy League schools is the professors more than the students.
Right,
but
yeah.
The one student is 31-year-old agitator. I think it's somewhat different between that and an 18, 19-year-old kid who's coming from another country who may have different views. But it is a privilege to be in our country, and it is a privilege to have a visa to stay here. And if we misbehave in a foreign country, we're not entitled to stay there. So yeah. I think it was more case by case per student as opposed to kind of a mass pulling of their visas.
Yeah, which I would be just fine with. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great Easter.
You too.
Take care.
Happy Easter. Before I go, I wanted to just fill you in because I said that I would. The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company, BGE, is replacing their CEO now that the electricity bills are coming under fire across the region. They just announced this morning, by the way. He's going to be succeeded by Tamala Oliver. And so right now, Tamala is a senior vice president and chief operating officer of Pepco Holdings. This change will be effective as of May 1st. We'll probably continue the discussion tomorrow because I know that there is a lot of noise in Baltimore City when it comes to BGE and some of these bills. Apparently not all of them were correct that they were sending out. So we'll discuss that tomorrow. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game.